I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
And we go down to Niceville, Florida. October 18th, officer traveling eastbound observes a car with a white light emanating from the passenger taillight. So she's got a broken taillight. He's going to stop the vehicle and ask her what the deal is. You know, you got a broken taillight back there. You should probably get that fixed. As he pulls over the driver, he can tell something's going on. So he says, hey, can I search the car? And she said, yeah. So inside the woman's purse, the officer found a glass pipe belonging to the driver. And she said, oh, yeah. That, occasionally I'll smoke some meth when I need to stay awake. To help me stay awake, I like to smoke a little meth from time to time. She was arrested, booked on charges of drug equipment possession and a misdemeanor. I mean, you got the right to remain silent. Why would you even tell somebody that?
Volunteering that information. Okay, well, I got another pipe here to tell you about. And I've got some sad news, everybody. It does not appear Santa Claus is going to be coming this year. I don't see how it's going to be possible. 66-year-old Santa Claus from New Jersey has been caught with a crack pipe and other drug paraphernalia in his vehicle during a traffic stop. This guy is one of the most popular Santa Clauses in all of New Jersey. He is a fixture.
And he was hitting the crack?
If you look at his mugshot, he looks like Santa.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he plays Santa in at a bunch of different events throughout town. Yes, the cops pulled him over the other day, and during the traffic stop, they found empty bags of crack and heroin and a hypodermic needle.
Santa's on the junk.
And they found the pipe next to his Santa Claus costume. Said the police captain, this is the guy who has our kids sitting on his lap.
Sit on my glass pipe.
The searches of this guy's vehicle, Charles Smith of New Jersey, was conducted after the pipe and costume were seen in plain view. And if you were to look at this guy, you know, sometimes how you go to a mall or you go to some place and the Santa will be like, okay, this is really a 28-year-old kid or 25-year-old guy or whatever. This guy he was made for Santa. Look at him.
Oh, he's got the beard perfect. He's got the red nose, everything. You say walking through the mall and you see the Santa sitting there. Sometimes when you walk through the mall and the Santa's not there and the reindeer say, oh, he's taking a break. He's in the bathroom. He should be out any minute. Yeah. He's still in the bathroom. We can't get Santa to come out of the bathroom. Santa's on the floor of the bathroom crawling around on his hands and knees looking for something he dropped.
What's that smoke coming out of Santa's chimney? Yeah. We're going to need to put together a GoFundMe to get him out, to bail Santa out of jail.
When I was sitting on his lap, Mom, he looked really sweaty.
His heart was beating 1,000 miles a minute, Mom. I could feel it through that big suit. And finally, there was a woman down in Leesburg, Florida, and she got pulled over by a cop. And the cop, she said, her excuse was Jesus commanded me to do it. So the deputy was driving his patrol car and notices a beige Volkswagen within inches of his bumper. I mean, right behind him. And then so the deputy makes a right turn, gets into the far lane to get on Highway 441. And then sure enough, there's that same car right behind him within inches of his bumper. The report says the Volkswagen then went into the center lane and the woman behind the wheel started staring at the deputy. And then she swerved in front of the deputy 3 or 4 times, almost causing the two to crash. So the deputy pulls over a 52-year-old woman named Kristen Betts and asks, why are you driving in such a dangerous manner? She says, because I was praying for you and your salvation. That's why she was behind him inches off his bumper. When asked the question again, she said, Jesus commanded me to. And he says, no. One of those commandments is, do not, thou shalt not tailgate.
I can't believe it's news.
You can't be doing that.
Was there a pipe in her car, too? Because there are pipes all over the place, and I can't believe it's news right now.